As I was reading the gospel for this morning, I was reminded of a story that involves Pope John Paul II. And the story goes this way. A priest ordained for the Archdiocese of New York visited Rome several years ago. And while he was visiting the city of Rome, he happened to stop by a church. Of course, there are many churches in Rome. You won't miss it. So he entered. As soon as he entered, he noticed a beggar begging in front of the church. And as he looked at the beggar, he notices something. But he just went into the church to do his prayers. As he was praying, the beggar kept recurring in his mind. And the priest from New York was saying to himself, something looks familiar. I vaguely could remember, but I think I know the beggar. So it bothered the priest, but he continued with his prayer. After praying, he went and looked for the beggar. He approached him and asked him, "Sir, you look very familiar to me. Do I know you? Have we met before?" And the beggar then looks at the priest, nodded his head and said, "I think so. I think you know me. I was in the seminary before. In fact, I was ordained as a priest. But you know," he said, "something happened and I left active ministry." So they continued to talk and talk. And the priest from New York said, "I'm sorry, but I have to go. But I promise you, I will pray for you." So the priest left. That afternoon, this priest from New York had the opportunity to meet with the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. And at the conclusion of that meeting, he had the opportunity to approach the Holy Father to talk to him briefly. And so the priest went to the Holy Father and said to him, "Holy Father, I met this beggar." He told him basically what happened the day before or that morning about the beggar, the priest who left active ministry. And towards the end of his conversation with John Paul, he said to the Holy Father, "Please pray for him." The Holy Father nodded, "I will surely pray for him." The priest went to his hotel. The following day, he was very surprised to receive a phone call from the Holy Father's secretary. And the Holy Father's secretary said to the priest, "The Holy Father would like to have dinner with you, but you need to bring the beggar that you were talking about. You need to bring him along with you so that the Holy Father can have a meal with you and with him." He was very surprised, stunned. He ran and went and looked and searched for that beggar. He went back to the church, and there he found him again begging for food, begging for money, begging for help. Then he went to him and said, "Hurry, let's go. The Holy Father would like to have dinner with both of us." And this beggar said, "No, I don't want to go. Look at me. There's no way I'm going to go and have dinner with the Holy Father." He said, "Come on, let's go. Come with me. Let's go. I'll make sure that you'll be able to take a shower, be pleasant in all of that shape. I'll even loan you some of my clothes so that you'll be pleasant when you go and see the Holy Father." So the priest from New York, begging and begging this beggar, then was able to convince him. They went back to the hotel. He took a shower, shaved, and then dressed up a little bit. And off they went to the Vatican to have dinner with the Holy Father. After having pasta, the best pasta perhaps, they had dessert. And so while they were having dessert, the Holy Father says to his secretary and to the priest from New York, "I want to step out for 15 minutes and leave me with this man, the beggar." "What can you do?" The Holy Father says, "Go, then go." So he was left, the beggar was left with the Holy Father. After 15 minutes, they were ushered back into the room. They said their goodnights. And while they were walking back to the hotel, this priest from New York asks the beggar, "I'm sorry, but I want to know what happened there. What did the Holy Father tell you?" The beggar then says in tears, "The Holy Father asked me to hear his confession. He asked me to hear his confession. And I told the Holy Father, 'No, Holy Father, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. I'm a beggar. I left active ministry.'" The Holy Father then says to the beggar, "Once a priest, you are a priest until you die. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," he says. Remember that, he says. "And I am the vicar of Christ. I am the bishop of Rome, and I can reinstate you right now. You are a beggar," the Holy Father says. "We all are beggars. I am too. I am too. I too am a beggar before the Lord. We are all beggars," he says. Then he heard his confession. As soon as he was giving the absolution, the beggar then knelt in front of the Holy Father in tears, thanked him, and said, "Holy Father, please hear my confession as well." And after that conversation, the Holy Father said, "I want you to go back to the place where you were begging. Go and meet with the pastor there and tell him that you are going to serve there as priest, and you are going to be a priest serving the poor." Serving the poor. We are all beggars in front of the Lord, John Paul said. In today's gospel reading, we hear the story of this man born blind, begging, not only for money, but more so, this man born blind was begging for more than money. He was begging for welcome, because he was ostracized from the community. He was begging not for food, but he was begging for understanding. He was begging for love. He was begging for compassion. And yes, he too was begging for healing. But no one understood the man born blind in today's gospel reading. in the eyes and in the minds of the religious leaders and the people who were looking at him, he was a sinner. So they threw him out. He was alienated not only from his family, but he was alienated from the whole society because he was considered to be a sinner. That's why he was blind, according to their concept, to their mentality. That's why he was begging more than food. He was begging for more than money. He was begging for love. He was begging for love. My brothers and sisters, the statement of the Holy Father, we are all beggars in the eyes of God, is so true. We too in our lives, we too are beggars, aren't we? And we too have experienced the experience not only of the priest who is beggar, who is begging, but also of the man born blind in today's gospel reading. We, my brothers and sisters, during this time, some of us are probably begging for healing. Some of us are probably begging for welcome. Some of us are probably begging for compassion. Some of us are probably begging for forgiveness. And some of us are probably begging for understanding. And yes, some of us are probably blind and wanting and asking God, begging for wisdom and clarity of mind. And perhaps we are hungering for love. We are hungering for love. The story of the man born blind is a story of discovery. This man born blind, yes, was blind from birth. And someone came to him and touched him and healed him and gave him his sight. He was living in the darkness, not of sin, but he was living in the darkness of being ostracized from the community. Living in the darkness, not of lack of food, but he was living in the darkness because he felt unloved. And yet this man touched him and gave him his sight, and suddenly he saw the light. A light that gradually allowed him to see more clearer. As we have heard in today's gospel, the man born blind started by acclaiming Jesus as a prophet. And then slowly but surely, because of the light of faith that was given to him by Jesus, he began to acknowledge him as Lord, as the Messiah, as the Christ, the Anointed One of God. My brothers and sisters, during the season of Lent, we invite the Lord to touch us, to heal us from our spiritual blindness, to ask the Lord to give us clarity of mind, to ask the Lord to give us the light of faith, the light of courage, the light of strength, the light of wisdom, and yes, the light of His love. We gather this morning with our elect, those who will be baptized, those who will be confirmed and received around the table for the first time. On the day of their baptism, they will be enlightened by Christ. And so today, we join our elect in praying to our God for the gift, for the grace of God's light. We beg our God to give us the strength, just like the man born blind, to continuously beg our loving God for the gift of understanding, the gift of His wisdom, the gift of courage, that we may be able to see as the blind born, the man born blind was able to see.